I've known him ever since he was a little bitty boy.
Kid.
Is that a fact?
Right.
Yeah.
What was he like?
Well, he was just a little old tow-headed boy.
Such
and,
a boy.
Just, you know, his family was very poor. They didn't have anything and was really just live, you know, might say from hand to mouth. And of course, his mother died with cirrhosis. And the reason she never, you know, you think about when people die of cirrhosis, well, they're alcoholics, but you can die from malnutrition, and that's what gave it to her. That's what killed her. Uh-huh. She died from cirrhosis of the liver. And they were just that poor. But she lived long enough to see her boy make good and lived in this mansion, you know, out at Graceland.
Graceland?
Graceland is his home in Memphis, out of Memphis.
Oh,
mm-hmm. Whitehaven. That's the name of it, Graceland.
I wonder how old he was when he left to
I don't know. I saw him perform on stage at Lear Theater. He was about 10 or 12 years old then, and it wasn't 14, I'd say. 15, something like that, when he left Utah.
Lyric Theater, that's...
Yep.
Yeah,
they had
a little
I don't know, I remember one thing, they gave away electric stove. Electric stove, my mother got it. I remember that. There's a lot of things I don't remember, but I did remember that. And he picked and sang that day.
Got a guitar or whatever.
I don't remember what he sang, but he was, I'd say 10 years old when he did that. But he came back to Utah several times, and I remember hearing him say that when he used to go to the fair, and people had him at the Mississippi Alabama Fair here. And he got up and said that he used to come to the fair and he'd crawl over the fences, you know, crawl through the fences to get in to another lane and buy his ticket. And he said, this time when I came in, he said they came in, brought me in with a parade.
That's funny. This Lyric Theater specializes in live performances. Yeah.
Well, they did at that time. They don't anymore. Just movies.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
I admit, when you were talking about the storm a minute ago, I meant to ask you about the storm house. What is that exactly?
That's built down in the ground. Now, the one we had was built down in the ground with a concrete over the top.
And
they just call it a storm cellar, and they dig it down in the ground and concrete it, you know, where you're protected from. And there's no way it could be blown out of there.
Well, that's a handy thing to have.
Yeah, it sure is. There's a lot of people out in here, too.
Yeah, since then.
And a lot of people will build a hole in a bank if they've got one, just big bank, and they buy these school bus baggies. And just stick them back in there and then cover them over with dirt and concrete.
Now
I've seen one or two like that. Mm-hmm.
One up your highway, the South Hillis.
Yeah, and there's one up close to Frankstown, that's right.
The bread truck, one
of right.
Body.
Well, that makes sense. Yeah, a minute ago you mentioned, when we were talking about Louisiana, Cajuns. What exactly?
That's a mixture of French and white people, and they're... it's just a slang name for them, Cajuns. Just like we call them people up north, them Yankees. I was wrong before I ever found out that was just one word.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They don't like it, you know, though. They don't like Louisiana. They don't like to be called Cajun.
I read in the paper yesterday, I believe it was, where